There's lots of talk from the Biden regime of banning and confiscating our weapons, but there's one weapon that is truly Biden and cult of death kryptonite, the rosary. And for the finest handcrafted rosaries made here in Southeast Louisiana, visit our very own Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, part of the Founders Trade and Post Catholic Corner Store at mikechurch.com/shop. Or for a custom rosary or chaplet design, call us at 844-527-8723. See the entire Little Bayou Rosary collection at mikechurch.com/shop.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, May the 4th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made in the USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. High school students are killed on their way to the prom. Masks and students and pro-life bills across the country. Two Indiana high school students were killed in a car crash on their way to their prom over the past weekend, according to officials and family members. Kaylin Hart, age 18, and her boyfriend, Lyndon Byram, died after an SUV crashed into their vehicle on Saturday night. Deputies were dispatched to a two-vehicle wreck at 281st Street and Lacey Road at around 5:15 p.m. on Saturday. Their deaths were announced in a Facebook post by Derek Arrowwood, the superintendent of the Hamilton Heights School Corporation, and he also said that all scheduled prom activities were canceled. Hamilton County Sheriff's Deputy Ryan McLean told media that two other high school students who were in the vehicle's back seat were injured. They were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. In other news, a school nurse in New Jersey said she has been suspended after refusing to wear her mask at work and suggesting that requiring children to wear masks all the time is doing more harm than good. Erin Pine, who has been working at Stafford Township School District for the past 3 years, said in a YouTube video that the mask mandate is taking a toll on children's mental and physical health during the pandemic. Pine said that not only are masks not effective in preventing the virus, but that they also become breeding grounds for harmful bacteria when not used properly. She said she has, quote, not seen a single child in Stafford wearing them correctly, yet district makes children wear potentially infested masks over their mouths and noses for 6 to 7 hours each day. Finally, a multitude of pro-life bills passed through state legislatures last week, creating new protections for the unborn around the country. Idaho Governor Brad Little, a Republican, signed the state's, quote, heartbeat bill into law on April the 27th, banning most abortions after a child's heartbeat can be detected, usually around 6 weeks into the pregnancy. The bill makes exceptions for cases of rape and incest. Unlike other, quote, heartbeat bills, Idaho's legislation has a, quote, trigger provision. It will not go into effect until similar legislation in another state has been upheld by a federal appeals court. Our quote of the day comes from St. Rose of Lima. Apart from the cross, there is no other ladder by which we may get into heaven. Coming up, our saint of the day, she was an early African Christian saint and the mother of St. Augustine of Hippo. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, did you know seasoning your ribs and pulled pork is easier than you think? With Mike Church's Beast and Butt Rub, you don't need to spend hours finding the perfect ratio of herbs and spices. Beast and Butt Rub is an award-winning blend of herbs and spices perfect for ribs, pork chops, or pulled pork. Wow your family and friends at your next barbecue and order your bag of Beast and Butt Rub today. Go to mikechurch.com/rub.
Our saint of the day is Saint Monica. The circumstances of life could have made her a nagging wife, a bitter daughter-in-law, and a despairing parent, yet she did not give way to any of these temptations. Although she was a Christian, her parents gave her in marriage to a pagan, Patricius, who lived in her hometown of Tagaste in northern Africa. Patricius had some redeeming features, but he had a violent temper and was licentious. Monica also had to bear with a cantankerous mother-in-law who lived in her home. Patricius criticized his wife because of her charity and piety, but he always respected her. Monica's prayers and example finally won her husband and her mother-in-law to Christianity. Her husband died in 371, 1 year after his baptism. Monica had at least three children who survived infancy. The oldest, Augustine, is the most famous. At the time of his father's death, Augustine was 17 and a rhetoric student in Carthage. Monica was distressed to learn that her son had accepted the Manichaean heresy, all flesh is evil, and was living an immoral life. For a while, she refused to let him eat or sleep in her house. Then one night she had a vision that assured her Augustine would return to the faith. From that time on, she stayed close to her son, praying and fasting for him. In fact, she often stayed much closer than Augustine wanted. When he was 29, Augustine decided to go to Rome to teach rhetoric. Monica was determined to go along. One night he told his mother that he was going to the dock to say goodbye to a friend. Instead, he set sail for Rome. Monica was heartbroken when she learned of Augustine's trick, but she still followed him. She arrived in Rome only to find that he had left for Milan. Although travel was difficult, Monica pursued him to Milan. In Milan, Augustine came under the influence of the bishop, St. Ambrose, who also became Monica's spiritual director. She accepted his advice in everything and had the humility to give up some practices that had become second nature to her. Monica became a leader of the devout women in Milan, as she had been in Tagaste. She continued her prayers for Augustine during his years of instruction. At Easter of the year 387, St. Ambrose baptized Augustine and several of his friends. Soon after, his party left for Africa. Although no one else was aware of it, Monica knew her life was near the end. She told Augustine, quote, "Son, nothing in this world now affords me delight. I do not know what there is now left for me to do or why I am still here. All my hopes in this world are now being fulfilled." She became ill shortly after and suffered severely for 9 days before her death. Almost all we know about St. Monica is in the writings of St. Augustine, especially his confessions. Today, with Google searches, online shopping, text messages, tweets, and instant credit, we have little patience for things to take time. Likewise, we want instant answers to our prayers. St. Monica is a model of patience. Her long years of prayer, coupled with a strong, well-disciplined character, finally led to the conversion of her hot-tempered husband, her cantankerous mother-in-law, and her brilliant but wayward son, Augustine. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.